As we enter into this Lenten journey, I want to begin at the end. I want to lift up just one thing for you. And it is the end. It's the destination that this Lenten pilgrimage is heading toward. It's Him. It's Jesus. We set our sights to the end, and throughout these 40 days, to keep your eyes fixed on the end, on the destination, which is the holy days of the Triduum, the Paschal mystery. It's Him in the Eucharist, in love poured out entirely. It's Him upon the cross, and it's Him risen and filled with new life. And as you enter into these 40 days on the path of repentance, this long journey is a path of repentance, which that repentance includes prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's to keep within your vision and to keep in your imagination what it is that He desires for you at that destination. What does your life look like filled with the new life that is Him at Easter? And I know there might be some curmudgeons who are thinking, I've gone through 77 Lents, and I know how this works. I'm all excited right now. I got my whole list and stuff. But by March 5th, well, we'll see. I know how this goes. And then I just kind of wait, you know, bide my time until we get to Holy Week and maybe start up the engine again. And then we're into Easter. That's you. That's not Jesus. It's not Him. The only way of which one fails is to give up. The only way one fails is in which they give up, in which they lose heart. If you fall 5,000 times, you reach out for Him and you rise up through His grace 5,000 times again. It is a long journey. It's a hard path. It's meant to be, because anything worthwhile, Him, anything worthwhile, is difficult in that way. But the incredible thing is He walks with us. He walks with us, and He is the destination. And whatever grace that you're desiring and that you're asking Him to receive in this Lent, whatever grace your heart is desiring, it's found in Him. Whatever the penances are that you're taking upon yourself, there's a grace that you're desiring to receive. You're denying yourself something so that you're able to receive something better. You're denying yourself good things, holy things even, for something better. And it's Him. And it's the grace that He has put upon your heart to desire. And so I just ask you this one thing. As we begin, set your sights on the end, on the destination, Him, in the Eucharist, upon the cross, and risen and filled with new life at Easter.